This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. We have some good questions from SteveHarveyFM.com. Keep them coming, people. Keep them coming. Tyler in Syracuse writes, I'm a 42-year-old woman, and I work at a bank by day, and I work at a bar at night. I serve the same customers in both places, so I try to remain professional. Last night, a coworker from the bank came in the bar and hit on me. He said he sees me differently at the bar. Do I look easy because I work at a bar?
Well, baby, all the man said was he see you differently at the bar. It's not saying that you look easy. He keeps it professional at work. Now, y'all ain't at work. You at work. So that old not talking to your coworker is out of his head when he come to the bar. He just said he sees you differently.
Yeah.
You think he sees you easy. That's not it. He's hoping it's easy.
And you know if you easy.
Hello. But now your problem ain't the fact that he talking to you. You just don't want to appear easy. Obviously, you attracted to him. Hello.
I'll be trying to get it at the bank and the bar. I don't give a
damn. Yeah, that's for real. I don't give a damn about the rules.
Moving on.
Vicky in Missouri.
Vicky in Missouri writes, my husband of 4 years cheated on me, and he won't tell me who the woman is. I found an earring back and lip gloss between his car seat, and he said he gave an old friend a ride, and that's it. If it is totally innocent, then why can't he tell me her name?
Ain't nobody finna do that.
He gave an old friend a ride.
Lady, are you kidding me? You're saying that your man cheated on you 4 years ago. Now, you're saying he's telling you because you found an earring in the car.
Not 4 years ago.
No, they've been married 4 years.
Yeah, they've been married.
Okay. Oh, you said he cheated on you because you found an earring and something in the car.
Earring back and some lip.
He said it was an old friend. You want a name. He won't give you the name. Now, Shirley, is she saying she caught him cheating or because of the earring in the car he was cheating?
No, she didn't say she caught him. She just said he cheated on her. She's presenting this as evidence, an earring back.
That's earring back.
That's
no, and that's just what he said. He picked an old friend up and gave her a ride.
Gave her a
earrings
ride.
Earrings fall off all the time.
Well, what's her name?
I'll be damned if I give you her name.
Right. And what happens with the lip gloss? It falls off.
It's mine.
In your purse.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
You know, I don't know what you got to put your redo your lips for. It sure wasn't because we was in here kissing real hard or nothing.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
If you're just you can't assume that. Maybe she just trying to get ready for her next appointment.
Mm.
And she dropped.
But what we not finna do is give a name up, though. What, Tommy?
What now?
I didn't want to tell you that I be cross-dressing. I just did not want to.
Anything.
Oh, it's my lip gloss. It's my
anything but hers. Anything.
Okay. I'm working.
I'm allergic to chapstick. I have to use gloss.
Yes. Really? There was a drive-by lip gloss throwing, and it got it.
You happen to catch one?
And I have I have a doctor's excuse for your ass next Tuesday so fast. Next question, Shirley.
He told it himself. I gave an old friend a ride. All right. Chelsea in Birmingham says, I'm a single mother of a 17-year-old girl, and she is always in the middle of drama with her girlfriends. Her best friend called to tell me that my daughter almost got beat up, so I talked to my daughter. Her first reaction was to go and beat up her friend for calling me. What kind of hellraiser am I raising?
I don't know. You tell us. You raised her. Mm-hmm. If her idea of conflict resolution is fighting, has she not been taught any other way? Mm-hmm. You know, stop all this. Oh, I didn't raise her that way. Okay, well, who raised her? You know, but she's 17. She a drama queen. Now, what's going to happen is, if she was a boy, this is what would happen. If you're a hellraiser at 17 and you're a boy and you keep drama going, somebody going to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
It's no way around that. Now, let me give you an example. I know a kid that works for me that doesn't really, you know, he's just nice guy, but he just don't know how to be around a lot of men. And he say stuff sometimes because he's never been around men that's not, you know, appropriate. It's just what men don't do. Well, now, because he grew up around his mother and stuff, he's never had his ass whooped. But he's 29. I've tried to tell this kid, if you keep going this route, partner, you got to learn the ways of manhood quick, because somebody going to knock your ass out.
You know how shocking an ass whooping is if you ain't never had one till 20
something? Ooh, that first one in your 20s? Oh, eye opener.
She may need some counseling. She's angry.
I think she's acting out.
Yeah.
Single
and
mother,
you single, she miss no her daddy, daddy, all
it's
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It could be daddy issues in here. Yeah. We don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you got to get her some help because something wrong with her.
Yeah, for sure.
Her friend called and told you she about to got jumped on her. She's going to go down and whoop her friend ass.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Hey,
what is that?
That's bullying. And
that's
her friend is trying to give her mother a heads up. Mm-hmm. This girl's bullying. Arms way. Something going on.
All right,
Shirley.
All right, moving on to Mignon in Detroit. She says, I'm 69-year-old retired female, and I've been relaxing at home without a bra on lately. My husband's friend was at the house for the Super Bowl, and my husband told me to put a bra on. I was at home, so why should I have to be uncomfortable?
Oh, come on.
Well, come on now. You walking around 69. You know you're heavy-chested.
Heavy chest.
You already
heavy.
You
heavy
chest.
Know that.
That's an old folk term.
Heavy 69. Chest.
She's 69. She done heard this before. You heavy chested. Put a bra on. Why should I be uncomfortable? You say you don't wear a bra all the time. It's Super Bowl. He got some friends come over. Put a bra on. It's not why you being uncomfortable. Let's just be respectful. Everybody can't handle this here. You walking around and stuff. We got all these solo cups on this table. You just knocking solo cups over. Get a bra on. What you doing in here?
Pick your battle.
Look over here now. You hanging all in the chip dip. Put a bra on.
Hanging in the chip dip?
Asked you.
Right now.
Damn. Sitting up in here. Your damn, with all that chicken wing sauce on your breast. Put a bra on.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Hey. This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.